And good morning. Great to have you with us here, the WIB Wake Up Show. Dense fog advisory in effect this morning until 10 o'clock. So, yeah, it's definitely a real deal here today. So make sure you get your headlights on, but not your brights for this first full day of fall. In fact, talked with my wife briefly yesterday, Liberia, 5 hours ahead of us. And so it was just after I got off my other job at 4:30, gave her a call. And she was tired, getting ready for bed, early starts. Apparently, maybe early stages of a head cold, even in Liberia, they get those. And she was like, is it fall? I'm like, it is. It arrived at 1:19 yesterday afternoon, the first full day of fall today. On this September 23rd, and this is day number 266 in the year. 99 days left in 2025. And a bit of today in history, Caesar Augustus, born on this day in 63 BC in Rome. In 1779, American commander John Paul Jones is said to have declared, I have not yet begun to fight during a Revolutionary War naval battle. In 1846, the planet Neptune was discovered by German astronomer Johann Gottfried Gall. And this is the day in 1952, Republican vice presidential candidate Richard Nixon went on TV to deliver what became known as the Checkers speech as he refuted allegations of improper campaign financing. Yeah, made reference to a dog that the family got, and he said, we're going to keep the dog. All right. All right. Also, we do have a devotion for you this morning from Robert Morgan's On This Day, September 23rd. It's titled Fulton Street Revival. And it reads like this. The mood of America was grim during the mid-1850s. The country was teetering on the brink of civil war, torn by angry voices and impassioned opinions. Sound familiar? My inclusion. A depression had halted railroad construction and factory output. Banks were failing. Unemployment soared. Spiritual lethargy permeated the land. In New York City, Jeremiah C. Lanfear, a layman, accepted the call of the North Reformed Dutch Church to a full-time program of evangelism. He visited door-to-door, placed posters, and prayed, but the work languished and Lanfear grew discouraged. As autumn fell over the city, Lanfear decided to try noontime prayer meetings, thinking that businessmen might attend during their lunch hours. He announced the first one for this day, September 23rd, 1857, at the Old Dutch Church on Fulton Street. When the hour came, Lanfear found himself alone. He sat and waited. Finally, one man showed up and then a few others. But the next week, 20 came. The third week, 40. Someone suggested the meetings occur daily, and within months, the building was overflowing. The revival spread to other cities. Offices and stores closed for prayer at noon. Newspapers spread the story. Even telegraph companies set aside certain hours during which businessmen could wire one another with news of the revival. In all these cities, prayer services began at noon and ended at 1. People could come and go as they pleased. The service opened with a hymn, followed by the sharing of testimonies and prayer requests. A time limit of 5 minutes per speaker was enforced by a small bell when anyone exceeded the limit. Virtually no great preachers or famous Christians were used. It was primarily a lay movement led by the gentle moving of God's Spirit. Robert Morgan says the revival, sometimes called the Third Great Awakening, lasted nearly 2 years, and between 500,000 and 1 million people were said to have been converted. Out of it came the largest outlay of money for philanthropic and Christian causes America had yet experienced. Psalm 23, 1 through 3. You, Lord, are my shepherd. I will never be in need. You let me rest in fields of green grass. You lead me to streams of peaceful water, and you refresh my life. The Fulton Street Revival, our devotional title for today's reading from Robert Morgan's On This Day, September 23rd.
Well, at Avenue Orchard, not only do they have the freeze-dried candy, they also have freeze-dried vegetables, and this might be another reason to eat those and other leafy greens. It can maybe help keep cancer away.
Yeah, that's right. Eat your broccoli if you want to cut your risk of lung cancer.
A large study conducted in China found that chemicals found in broccoli, cabbage, and bok choy can help protect against lung cancer.
Yeah, a study of more than 18,000 guys found that those with a detectable level of the chemical in their system lowered their risk of lung cancer over a decade by 36% compared to those without the chemicals.
I just wonder how long it took to find 18,000 men who had some broccoli in their system.
Right. One of them was not former President Bush, I guess, so.
Yeah. Eat your broccoli.
There we go.
Well, speaking of Jeremy Camp and Adrian Camp, how about two tickets to see them live in person Saturday, October 11th? and going on our dime. Yes, for Tuesday trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show, once again, we are giving you the opportunity to go see Jeremy Camp live in concert with his wonderful wife, Adrienne, Saturday, October 11th. And we are providing the tickets, a pair of tickets for that concert, if, as always, you can solve our Tuesday trivia query. 715-723-2555. Pretty good prize, Alvo.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people would be, boy, I'd love to go. But, like, we had a story top of the hour. I mean, times are tough. You know, everybody's wanting more. Increase those utility bills. And so, yeah, to win the tickets, are you kidding me? Yeah.
And maybe you already bought tickets and you say, hey, if I win these, I can bless someone else with them. So here we go. 715-723-2555. Though this happens around the world, around the globe, 80% of the time, it occurs in America. So 8 out of 10 times, this occurs in America. Those that this does happen around the world, 80% of the time, it occurs in America. What are we talking about? 715-723-2555. This happens worldwide, but 8 out of 10 times, 80% of the time, it happens here in America. 715-723-2555 for your chance to win two tickets to see Jeremy Camp live in concert Saturday night, October 11th at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. Call away.
A little bit different question today. Word that for us again.
Though this happens around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America.
Gotcha.
What
happens,
is it?
Happens all over the world, but 80% of the time when it happens, happens here in the good old U.S. of A. All right.
715-723-2555, 80% of the time. Though this happens around the world, 8 out of 10 times, 80% of the time, it occurs in America. 715-723-2555 for your chance to win Jeremy Camp tickets.
100% of the time, if you don't call during Tuesday Trivia, you won't win.
Indeed.
100% of the time.
No penalty for wrong guesses.
Yep.
723-2555, 723-2555.
We're ready to start. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron, Fall Creek.
Hey, Ron.
Hurricanes.
Okay.
Happens around the world. It seems like, yeah, is it 80% here? That's not it, Ron. Thanks.
Call us back. Good initial guess there.
We needed somebody to get things started, get the fire started. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ryan from Eau Claire.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey there. Okay, so my guess is tornadoes.
Tornadoes. We've had hurricanes. And tornado. I mean, it does seem like Tornado Alley and things like that there's a lot of them. That's a very good guess. Is it what we're looking for?
It's not. Isn't it kind of nice we're not in Hurricane or Tornado Alley here? So
yes. Yeah, love living here. Though this happens around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America.
So I know we've had some tornadoes, obviously, in Wisconsin and in western Wisconsin, Chippewa Valley. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jen from Barron.
Hey, Jen, good to hear from you. What do you think?
Being struck by lightning.
Struck by lightning.
We're tracking down the Mother Nature path. Is that it? That's not it. Sorry, Jen.
Though this happens around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America. What are we talking about?
Keep it going, people. 723-2555. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Amanda calling from Cameron.
All right, Amanda. What do you think?
I'm a little late to the program, but seeing the aurora light thing.
Aurora light. You're not late at all, by the way. You're not late. You're right on time. Could that be it? Northern Lights.
Being the Northern Lights. Not what we're looking for, but thank you, Amanda. Good to hear from Cameron.
All right, we'll take three more tries, but we're going to need to call you to give it a guess at 723-2555, 723-2555. And hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Courtney from Reef Lake.
All right, Courtney, go right ahead.
Is it earthquakes?
Earthquakes.
Sure. Right. Just had one of those earlier this week, right?
Uh-huh. Could that be it? Earthquakes. We're determined it's going to be something along these lines. No, it's not it. Thanks.
Even as you were mentioning that, though, I am thankful once again that we don't have earthquakes here.
It doesn't happen a lot. Well, this is a good place to live.
It's a good place to live.
Except for winter. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. It's Greg from Fall Creek.
Good to hear from you, Greg. What do you think?
Let's try a non-weather-related thing and say voting.
Voting.
Greg's going to step outside the mainstream here in terms of the guesses so far and say voting. All right, could that be it? Sorry, Greg, but thanks. Good to hear from you again.
Though this happens around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America. That was a good guess from Greg. Very good.
I lost track. Are we down to the last one? Or we got
I think
more?
We are down to All the right. last one.
This is it until after 8 o'clock. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Kendra from Winter.
Good to hear from you, Kendra. What do you think?
Oh, I think maybe it's winning the lottery.
winning the lottery. Okay, happens around the world. You know, I don't pay any attention
to lotteries. Do they have Powerball and things like that? I mean, you hear about it a lot more here. That is a well-thought-out guess, Kendra.
Kendra, are you going to the Jeremy camp? Sorry, girl. Try again.
Maybe next hour. Maybe next hour, Kendra and everybody else. Good guesses, everyone, and think about it. Chew on it a bit, though this happens around the world 80% of the time. It occurs in America.
What could it be? We'll try it again after 8:15.
It's Tuesday Trivia, try number two. Your chance at two tickets to see Jeremy Camp and Adrian Camp Saturday night, October 11th, 7 o'clock at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. You can get your tickets under the events tab at WWIB.com. But here's your chance to win your way in or maybe win some to gift to a friend, 715-723-2555. Had some great guesses on this question last hour, but didn't get what we're looking for. Though this happens around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America. 80% of the time, 8 out of 10 times. So though this happens around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America. What are we talking about? 715-723-2555.
All right. We had, again, some great guesses last time, and didn't quite get it, but keep it going. 723-2555, 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? For two tickets, Jeremy Camp. All right, I thought I pressed a button. Let me try it again. It sounds like Beth in Eau Claire.
Yes, it is.
All right, Beth, what do you think?
How about a shark attack?
A shark attack?
Huh. Though this happens around the world, do 80% of shark attacks occur in America?
We only seem to hear about the
We love Shark Week around here.
Yeah, could that be it? Sorry, Beth. Good try.
Thank you, Beth. 715-723-2555. 723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Cheryl from La Crescent.
Good to hear from you, Cheryl. What do you think?
Fireworks.
Okay. We love blowing stuff up in this country, I think.
Yeah. So fireworks happens around the world. We think of the American variety. Could that be it? 80% here? Sorry.
Good guess, though, Cheryl. Thank you. Call us back. Good to hear from La Crescent, probably listening at 93.7 FM.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clint from Fall Creek.
Hey, Clint. What's your guess?
How about earthquakes?
That was guessed.
It has been guessed. You have a bonus guess from there in Cricket Country.
No.
All right. Think about it. Call us back. No problem.
All right.
Though this happens around the world, does happen around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America. What could it be?
Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm Stephanie from Barron. Could it be honoring daylight savings?
Okay. Yeah. And there's always that debate about should we keep it or not? Daylight saving time.
Yeah. And I wonder to what extent other countries I've lived across in Africa before. I don't remember them ever setting clocks backward or forward. Could that be it? Sorry.
Good guess, though, Stephanie. Though this happens around the world 80% of the time, it occurs in America. For two tickets to Jeremy Camp, his concert with his wife, Adrian, an evening of songs and stories.
All right. I'm going to try to guess the caller. Is this Mike? Michael?
No, this is his sister-in-law, though.
All right, very good. So much for reading the phone. All right, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Katie from Rice Lake.
All right, Katie, what's your guess?
My husband thinks that it is UFO sightings.
Oh, yeah, that's a great guess, yeah.
There's just all sorts of things we could say about 80% of the time that happening in America.
Yeah.
Is it UFO sightings?
It's not. I think we've had, has that been an answer? UFO sightings maybe has been an answer it to could some be. Question
Thanks
that we've
for the guess,
before.
Katie.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie, that's Stanley.
All right, we're going to go with three more guesses. You're the first of those.
Go ahead, Trulina.
Go ahead.
An eclipse.
An eclipse? Is that what you said?
Yes.
All right, is it an eclipse?
Huh. All right. It is not an eclipse.
Two guesses left. Though this happens around the world 80% of the time, it occurs in America 8 out of 10 times.
The listeners may have run out of gas. There are no guesses on the line at the moment, but we're kind of stalled to see.
Here's the incorrect answer so far while people are calling 723-2555. It's not hurricanes, tornadoes, being struck by lightning, seeing the northern lights, earthquakes, voting, winning the lottery, shark attacks, fireworks, honoring daylight saving time, UFO sightings, or an eclipse. None of those. Though this happens around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America.
All right. You stalled sufficiently, and so we do have another caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Holly, Eau Claire.
Very good, Holly. What's your try here?
Hey, is it conjoined twins?
Conjoined twins.
We're getting all sorts of just intensely interesting guesses
People's
here, and I appreciate
going
that.
Every direction.
You have to, really. Right. We try to make Tuesday trivia difficult.
You do. But that's a good try. It's not it, though.
Thank you, Holly. You can call us back if you're quick. 715-723-2555.
We're going to go to the Halvo countdown here shortly.
One guess left
here. One more
here.
Guess until after 8:45. And lo and behold, somebody's going to chime in just in the nick of time. What's your name and where might you be calling from?
Sandy from Ladysmith.
All right, Sandy, last try here before 8:45. What's your guess?
Divorce.
The divorce. 80% of divorces occur in America, and that would be a sad statistic. Is that what we're talking about?
It's not.
It's not. Now, I don't have that stat in front of me, and I don't know. It's a lot of good guesses. A lot of these things, I think, very reasonable.
Yeah, right.
That it could occur 80% of the time in America. It's Tuesday Trivia, third iteration of it on this fine Tuesday morning on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo. We are attempting to give away two tickets to see Jeremy Camp with his wife Adrienne Camp, an evening of songs and stories. By Jeremy's own admission, he has never played this many songs in one night before. And that's what you are going to enjoy at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire Saturday night, October 11th. 7 o'clock. You can get your tickets under the events tab at WWIB.com, but a chance to win them for yourself or to bless someone else with right here, right now. 715-723-2555. This is the question we're working on. Though this happens worldwide, 80% of the time it occurs in America, 8 out of 10 times. So though this happens around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America. What in the world are we talking about? 715-723-2555 to guess.
All right, let us know. Again, we've had some fantastic guesses already this morning. And as typically is the case, we keep it going all the way into Win It Wednesday if we have to, and hints don't come until 745. We'll see if somebody gets it now as we go to the phones at 723-2555. And hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Rebecca from Ladysmith.
All right, Rebecca, speak up loud and clear. What's your guess here?
My guess is going to a concert.
Oh, okay.
You know, that would tie in very well.
Yeah, it would, yeah. So concert goers around the world, obviously, but would 80% of them be in the good old U.S. of A? No.
Good guess, though, Rebecca. Again, you think we've got a lot of concerts all over the place in this great country.
All right. Let's keep it going. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Paula from Shatek.
All right, Paula.
Yeah, I'm thinking pleasure boating.
Pleasure boating?
Boating for fun.
Sure. Yeah, right. Okay, sure. Yeah, we love our boats and get out on the lake and enjoy it. I think even with the weather we've had, some people are probably saying, hey, before I put the boat in storage, maybe get out one or two more times.
Could that be it here, Paula? And sorry, Paula.
But I mean, Paula from Shatek, they've got some great boating out on the lake there, too.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Abby from Sheldon.
Hey, Abby, what do you think here on this question this morning?
Hurricane?
That actually was our very first guess, Abby. Would you like a bonus guess?
Sure.
What do you think?
Forest fires?
Forest fires. Good job thinking on your feet. Is it forest fires 80% of the time occurring in America?
We think about the Canadian ones a lot lately, but that is not it. Sorry.
I was writing down the incorrect guesses, and I spelled forest with two R's because Forrest Frank apparently was on my mind.
Yeah, right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Katrina from Cameron.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm going to guess cookouts, barbecues.
Sure, cookouts or barbecues. Love those.
A lot of them around the world, presumably, but could 80% be in the U.S.? No, not it.
Good to hear from Cameron again. Though this happens around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America.
You guys are doing a good job. Will it extend to Win It Wednesday for two tickets to Jeremy Camp, October 11th at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Katie from Rice Lake again.
All right, Katie.
Is it blackouts, like power outages?
Huh. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, the rolling blackouts, it seems like, in California a lot.
Yeah. Could that be it for Katie? Sorry, Katie.
Good guess. 80% of the time this occurs in America. It does occur worldwide, but 80% of the time occurs in America. What are we talking about?
One thing that's occurred in America right now in this studio is no calls.
715-723-2555. If you have a final guess before we boot this to Win It Wednesday, maybe we get a winner on a Tuesday trivia. We've heard from Fall Creek, Eau Claire, Barron, Cameron, Rice Lake, Winter, La Crescent, Stanley, Ladysmith, Shatek, Sheldon, a lot of those communities. We've heard from multiple people multiple times. Who is going to be the next one through?
Very good. And we're going to keep this going here. We'll take three more calls. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Chris from Eau Claire.
All right, Chris, what do you think?
School shootings.
Mm. Oh, boy, that's a horrible one. Yeah, I wish that's not the case. This will be a depressing question if, in fact, that is the answer, and it is not the answer.
So. Thank goodness. Though, again, could be accurate, sadly.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, yes, this is Amanda. I'm from Turtle Lake.
Okay, Amanda.
And I'd say car accidents.
Car accidents, yeah. Sure.
All right, for Amanda and Turtle Lake to go to Jeremy Camp, that's not what we're looking for.
This happens around the world, but 80% of the time it occurs in America. Our final guess on a Tuesday trivia before we try again after 7:15 tomorrow morning. Will we get a winner on a Tuesday?
We'll find out. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rebecca again from Ladysmith.
All right, Rebecca. You're the last try for today. What was it again?
Eat a hot dog.
Eat a hot dog.
We love our hot dogs here in America.
Boy,
we don't ask what's in them. We just eat them.
Hot dogs, apple pie. Could that be it? 80% of the hot dogs consumed in America. Not what we're looking for.
Thank you. Good, well thought out guesses. Again, all throughout the morning, friends. Good guesses. Really good guesses. Just not specifically what we're looking for, but we applaud you. You've done a great job. We'll give you another shot at 7:15 tomorrow. If we don't get it then, after 7:45, we'll give you a clue and we get closer and closer to giving someone these Jeremy Camp tickets.